Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan's visit to Iraq is the first by an Emirates top diplomat since the end of Saddam Hussein's reign in 2003. Al Nahyan met with Iraq's President Jalal Talabani and Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki on Thursday in an effort to strengthen diplomatic ties. Following the meetings, the Emirati diplomat and Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, held a joint press conference in the capital. Al Nahyan told journalists that the Emirates have asked Baghdad to send an ambassador to the UAE, and the Emirates plan to name an ambassador to Baghdad within the next few days. He added that the Emirates hope to open an embassy in Baghdad in the coming weeks. This would make the Emirates the only Arab nation to have a full diplomatic mission in Iraq. For the past 3 years, no Arab country has had a permanent mission in the nation. In recent months, the United States has increasingly pressed Arab nations to strengthen ties with Iraq's government. The UAE withdrew all of its diplomats from Baghdad 2 years ago, after one of them was kidnapped in May of 2006. He was later released. Iraq's Foreign Minister Zebari said his government is serious about providing a high level of protection to all diplomatic envoys and buildings. Emirates Foreign Minister Al Nahyan emphasized that diplomats face dangers everywhere in the world, and Iraq is no exception. He said that he believes the dangers in Baghdad must be faced. Iraqi government spokesman Ali Al-Duba said his nation welcomes the return of Emirati diplomats to Iraq. He also thanked the Emirati government for inviting Iraq's president, prime minister, and president of parliament to visit Abu Dhabi. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.